be here again together, especially after we've had these ups and downs with the coronavirus. It is sort of, forgot about my mask, I'll take it off. But it is nice to be together again, and you just never know when the governor is going to change some of the things. So we appreciate this week, and we'll see how many more weeks we can continue to be together. So hopefully everyone is having a great Sabbath day on the internet. We do appreciate all the people that do the webcast for us. I know at home, I know you really appreciate that. I know we really did when we had to be home. So we all miss you guys, everyone, men and women that aren't able to be here. We understand your health concerns and everything, and we pray that everything will finally get back to normal someday and we'll be able to all be together. So is looking for that opportunity. You know, in the last 5 months, our physical lives really have changed, haven't they? Who would have ever thought 5 months ago, you know, where we are, what we've gone through? You know, we've gone through a lot of difficulties and challenges, and it's changed our lives in many ways. You know, during any change or trial in our life, you know, it's easy to sometimes lose focus of the very purpose of life. We see the immediate, but sometimes it's hard to focus in on the long term, what is really the purpose, the important things in life. So today, this afternoon, I'd like to stop for a second, for all of us to stop for a second and refocus. Refocus on what's really important in life. You know, let's again answer the question. I know we've done this earlier, but let's answer the question, why were you born? You know, why were you born? Where are you going? I think that's one of the things we sometimes lose track of. It's a very simple, a very elementary thing, but it's very important to keep that in front of us. You know, when I first came into the church, or first started learning about God's truth, you know, I started listening to the World Tomorrow broadcast. You know, I think at that time it was over this power station in Little Rock, Arkansas. You know, a long ways away, but very powerful, and you heard a lot of messages. And probably one of the first booklets that I read and ordered was Why Were You Born? You know, it went back to way back, and I didn't have the one, but it was a pamphlet similar to this. And this one, Does God Exist? But it was, Why Were You Born? Very simple. And then later on, that was back in 1957 when it was first published. Of course, I came in after that. But anyway, then the next one that came along was more of an updated one, Why Were You Born? In a blue thing. And it covered all the scriptures you needed to know. Today, we have one that's, What Is Your Destiny? It covers the same scriptures, but just a different title. So we have those, and we can, of course, get those online and fill in any scriptures that I'm not able to do today. Of course, many scriptures I'm not able to do today. But being a sermonette, you know, it's recommended that we only use maybe three scriptures or so. Just recommended. And so I thought, what three scriptures would you use to show why were you born? Think about it for a minute. Maybe after church, you know, if you've come up with some others, hey, I know there's a lot of scriptures, so I'm sure we're going to come up with some others. So, you know, why were we born? What scriptures would you use? You know, the first one I'm going to use is going back to the beginning. You know, not Genesis 1, but back about a time that John talked about the beginning of time. Let's go there, John 1. John 1, and we'll read here in verse 1. We'll read several scriptures. It says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of the men, the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, of course, John the Baptist. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe that he was not that light, John the Baptist, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was that true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He, that is Jesus Christ, was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. We'll just continue on a little bit here, but to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So here's a reference to, you know, one of the scriptures that was for. Why were you born? It says here in verse 12, I'll just reread it. But as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. So, from the very beginning, it was planned that there would be a plan for mankind. And of course, from the beginning, God planned to reproduce offspring. You know, as you look at that, Malachi, you can just look at Malachi 2:15 later on, put that in your notes. But it said, God seeks godly offspring. And that's what it quoted there. So that's the first scripture I would turn to. Another scripture I want to turn to is Romans 8. Romans 8 is where it talks about why you were born, of course. Here it talks about the separation between flesh and the spirit. So go over to Romans 8. Several scriptures here we can read here that will support this. Romans 8 and verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And then dropping on down to verse 9, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors, nor not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you will put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So there are certain conditions to this, but those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Let's continue on. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. In verse 18, it says, for I considered that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. So again, a very encouraging scriptures that tells us and helps us understand God's plan for mankind and how he wants to have sons. He wants to have daughters. He wants to have individuals in his kingdom. He's created us in his image. Now, this final process is developing his spirit within each one of us, and that's really important. So it is encouraging. It gives us all hope on why we were born. Why were we born? So that's the second scripture I decided to turn to. Now let's go to a third scripture. For the third scripture, let's turn over to the end of the book, where it gives us the final stages of God's plan for mankind. Let's go over to Revelation 21. Of course, in the previous chapters, we see here, especially in verse 19 and 20, it talks about Jesus Christ's return to this earth. It talks about putting Satan out in chapter 20. It talks about the millennial reign of Jesus Christ further in chapter 20. And of course, in verse 11, it talks about in chapter 20 of the great white throne judgment, leading up to what we're going to talk about here in chapter 21. So let's look at chapter 21, verse 1. Read several verses here. So now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. So again, I thought it's appropriate to see the conclusion. We've seen the beginning, we've seen the middle, and now the conclusion. You know, again, why were we born? Why were we born? To become like God. We were created in his image, and now he is developing the final stages in our lives to develop that spiritual being that would be right there with God as his children. That gives us hope, gives us a direction. You know, God is a step-by-step plan, doesn't he? Giving us an opportunity to become one of his sons and daughters in the coming kingdom of God. And of course, we know there won't be male or female back then, so we use that terminology today, but we understand we're going to be as one. And so every year we rehearse that plan through the holy days, and we approach the fall holy days season. Let's continue to remember, really, why we were born. To be one of God's offspring. Yes, to be born into the very family of God, to be a child of God, a spirit rather than flesh. And as we keep the fall holy days, let's remember God's complete plan for you and for me and for all of mankind. We have been born to become one of God's spirit sons and daughters. That's why we were born. Let's never lose focus, no matter what comes our way.